produces fruit. And I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's what I felt like the Lord wanted me to minister on tonight. A lot going on in this world. Has been for a long time. War's been going on overseas. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, when Abraham was given promise by the Lord, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And he was talking about coming on down to Jesus. That's what God was saying, which I don't know if he understood that or not. But I think all he understood is I'm going to have kids, at that time. But Sarah, they come up with this idea, to have a kid with her handmaiden because she was barren. And that's where Ishmael was birthed. That's where you see all of this over Middle East stuff, And that's where that began. And there's been trouble and calamity over there all along. How many knows that Israel is, it's pretty big, but it's small. And God has kept Israel. I'm talking about, praise God, they should have been defeated, but they stand knowing that God, is their God. And that he, all through the Old Testament, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, deliver their enemies swiftly into their hands. Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen them that they will move swiftly and mightily in your power. Hallelujah. See, we are born again believers. We're in this world, but we're not of it. And Jesus said it. He said, Lord, he said, they are not, they're in this world, but they're not of it like me in John. And then Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. See, we've been set apart. The Bible says in the Old Testament, he told them, come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will come to you and I will be your God and you will be my people. Well, when we accepted Jesus, we did that. We came out of the world and we're in this world. We may feel normal and feelings and emotions, and God does. God made us in his image and likeness. But God wasn't controlled ever by emotions and feelings. And even Jesus, when Jesus went up into the wilderness to be tempted to the devil, Jesus used the word of God. When Satan come at him at something to try to tempt him, try to get him to bow down, see, he was actually going and trying to get Jesus to operate outside of the Holy Spirit and the power. But Jesus come back with the word of God. And God, that stuck out to me nearly 30 years ago. And the Lord said to me then, he said, the word of God is your weapon against the enemy. He said, Jesus, he said, if Satan come to tempt Jesus, he will come to tempt you. He will come to try to get you to turn back, to draw back like they did in the wilderness. They turned back in their hearts. They kept moving forward. They kept going toward Canaan land, but they let fear and they let things get in their heart that wasn't trusting God. We can do that today. We can do that today of this crooked generation that we live in, ungodly society. I put it on Facebook. I said, the people that founded the USA was people that could not worship God freely. So they come this way and they established this, and men put up and established the things of God in the USA that we could serve God freely here. Our forefathers paid great prices to come across and left everything they had and established this United States on biblical principles. And then I put on there because it is true, but you know what? We're not to let our heart ever be fearful, ever. I don't care what happens on this planet. Jesus is Lord. God is still God, and God knows everything. He's looking down on everything going on this planet. And he's giveth, maybe I'll get to it, but he's give the earth to me and you. The earth belongs to us. And he'd give it, and just as Jesus came down and came and began to walk in authority and show the disciples, they was not born again, Johnny, when Jesus was on the scene in the natural. They wasn't born again. They really couldn't understand what he was saying because he says, I'm going to go away. And they're like, nah, God forbid you go. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, that their own carnal understanding. But he said, if I don't go, I can't send you the power. I got to go, and I'm going to send you the power. Well, the things that he had spoke to them, then he told them, he said, go up in Jerusalem and in the upper room. He said, and wait there till you be endued with power from on high. And they all went and did what Jesus said, and they were in that upper room, and the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus ascended and sent the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says it came in as a mighty rushing wind and filled the house. Then it says that it come and filled them, and they all begin to pray with tongues. They started praying in other tongues. Hallelujah. I mean, in people of different languages, they were praying in different languages that people out there, I know they're Galileans. How are they speaking in that? They were speaking in languages that they knew, but knew they didn't know. And I mean, the power of God just moved in. And then the Bible says that they preached the word with boldness. And then they locked them up. They locked them up because they was preaching in the name of Jesus about his crucifixion and resurrection. They took Peter and them and locked them up overnight. They said, and even took the guy where he said, gold and silver have I none, but what I give thee in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He was in their midst. He was put in there with them. And then they said, by what power do you do this? And they said, by the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth do we do this. And they were getting on to them. Just like today. I mean, you know, the Word of God, I mean, you don't want to preach about Jesus. They want to bring in and bring these idols and these ungodly traits of the world to come down into the church. You want to know why? So that they can do away with the power of the Holy Spirit. They can do away with the power that is in God's Word and on us and in us. So that we were just later, and they said, don't go preach in that name. They said, you be the judge of that. They said, whether we obey God or man, and we can't preach in no other name. And we did that in his name. And then they couldn't do nothing because everybody done seen that miracle. So they just had to turn them loose. They wanted to kill them. They wanted to lock them. They wanted to keep them and beat them and all of that, you know, but they couldn't do it. Why? And God's going to demonstrate himself in this last hour that we live in to those that's hearts are fixed, trusting in him, that he's our Savior, number one. He's our Lord. He's our provider. He is our shelter, our shield. He is our healer. He is everything. And I mean, we have to make, we already did it. This church is not ignorant of the Word of God. There ain't none of y'all that's been here any amount of time at all that don't know that you're a child of the Most High God. That Jesus is your Lord, and that you are kings and priests unto God. And see, if you just have a head knowledge of that and you not let it go in, you ain't got the power yet. Because Jesus told them, they told Jesus, they said, we are the descendants of Abraham. He said, you are of your father the devil. They was following the customs and all of that stuff, but they hadn't received the word yet. They hadn't received Jesus yet. They hadn't received, you know, and he said, you seek to kill me. He said, because my word has no place in you. Well, today, we can be like them, and we're not going to. I'm not going to bow down to this ungodly generation when it comes to that word. I'm not going to do it. When poverty comes to my house and threatens me, I'm not bowing down to it. I done read in that Bible from Genesis to Revelations, and I plead the blood of Jesus all the time over my life and body and finances and church and ministry, and I believe that blood, there's power in that blood, but God, and I believe the delivering power is in, it's not in you knowing the Word, it's in you trusting God based on the Word. I mean, you know, faith, The Bible says, Hebrews 11, it says, now faith is. You don't need faith tomorrow. You need it now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders, I mean, you just go through, and these people had faith in God, and I mean, they subdued lions. They went in the fiery furnace. I mean, Daniel in the lion's den. I mean, Elijah outrun chariots. You know, they didn't even have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit like we got. We have a better covenant, a more sure sealed. God's ways was sealed in Jesus. You know, the Bible talks about in Ephesians over there, Ephesians 6 over there, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, verse 10. And just that first verse right there, I told the Lord one time, I said, God, how do I be strong in you? When I face all these things out here, I'm persecuted at work. Now, I'm not really persecuted. See, they take them and put them on their knees, and they cut their heads off, Johnny Obiunder. It's happening on this planet right now. Being beheaded. But you know what? They got the same God. They got the same God. To die is gain. To die is gain. If I was to get took out of here, I gained. See, your heart has to be fixed that way. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Somebody asked me, just told me today, they said, well, you know what? They said, you know, if they come and they did that to you, you know, are you going to fight? I said, I have a God-given right to fight. I said, so does Israel. Now, I'm going to trust God to anoint me and help me to prevail over my enemies. I'm not going to get in the flesh with this thing. You know, I'm going to walk in the Spirit. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In the power of His might. Stay out of our own reasoning and thinking and stay in faith. Therefore, the angels can come just like they did with Daniel. The angels can come and deliver us. See, we got to stay away from all those. The Word of God. The Word of God is all the evidence that I need to know that Israel will prevail. God's Word said it. Israel will never be destroyed. They can come against Israel all they want and do all that they want, but I'm telling you right now, God said they will never destroy Israel. Jesus is going to come back and put His foot down on the Mount of Olives over there. He's not going to come to Bluntsville first, Mac. When He comes back, hallelujah. Yeah, I know it. But He's going to catch us up out of here. Them angels are going to come out. Trumpets going to sound. Them angels are going to come out. Praise God. And He's going to say, go to the four winds of the earth and receive my children. And we're going to be flying, Matt. Then we're going to rule and reign 1,000 years for Jesus. We're just now getting ready for reigning with Him. Hallelujah. We're in training right now. God, so to speak, of bringing us through wilderness, through this life, this journey that we have to learn who He is and how He is and what we're, the Bible says if we be faithful down here coming to church, down here over the little things, He said He'll make us rulers over much. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let the TV trouble your heart. Hallelujah. If something starts troubling you, turn it off and lift it up to the Lord. The Bible says, casting all of our cares over on the Lord, for He cares for us. I mean, how do you think they felt? He felt when John the Baptist was beheaded. Jesus loved him. But Jesus didn't quit. Jesus just went on, He told the Lord, He said, I've lost none that you've given me. And then He told us, He said, Lord, I don't pray that you take them out of this world, but you keep them from the evil one. That's what Jesus said. Just keep them from the evil one. And then Jesus says, Lord, just as they've received me with my words, the ones that hear them, they will receive you from their words, mine and yours. Hallelujah. There's going to come an end time harvest, and we're almost there. And I'm telling you, the Bible says that men's hearts will fail them, heart attacks and stuff. From a fear of the things that's coming on this earth. But not us. All through the Bible, God said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be of good courage. Go forth. I'm with you. And now I'm in you. He told them, I'm with you. Be of good courage. Now he tells us, I'm in you. I'll be with you always. I'll never leave you. Never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end. I told somebody, God's people are troubled when Israel went to war. They're here. The fear, all of the fear. Oh, my God, it's the end of time. And I'm like, yes. Hallelujah. If it is, glory be to God, I'm looking up. What about my tractor? I don't care about that tractor. What about my cars? I don't care about them cars. Hallelujah. We're looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We're looking to him. We're not going to long to go back to Egypt. They longed to go back to Egypt, Mac. Go back. Oh, my garden. Oh, you know, them worms they feeding us was good. I don't know what all they eat, leeches and everything probably. But they were in slavery. See, fear can bring you into slavery today. Anger can bring, you know, God loves Hamas. He loves them people. He would that they would turn. His justice will fall on them because of their stuff, not his. Jesus died for all of them, every one of them. And Lord, and like me and Teresa, especially Teresa, we're praying, God, have mercy on us. Let your mercy endure, as it says, your mercy endures forever. Have mercy on us, God. Let your grace be with us, God. And it is. Hallelujah. But I'm not in a fearful time. I'm not. I mean, I'm occupying. I'm occupying. I'm going forward. I'm looking for the return of the Lord. I'm not praying for him to come now. I'm praying, God, save everybody. Get everybody born again, God. Bring the church, the ones that's supposed to be in church, God. Bring them back in. They're backslid in their heart, God. Their actions show they backslid in their heart. They turn back in their hearts. And before you know it, your actions will show it, because when you get to the battle, you ain't got the confidence to fight them giants over in the promised land. But see, they were some kept their eyes on the Lord all the time. I believe they didn't complain about the manna. I believe they didn't complain that it was a long journey. I believe they didn't complain. I believe all the time they were saying, God, we're going to get there. We're going to have like we do today. We're going to have our healing. We're going to be blessed. You said you would bless us more and more, even our children. The Bible says your barns will be filled with plenty. But you know what? The devil ain't no need you believing, because things are getting bad. It's getting bad and ain't no need. That's the enemy. He's a liar. God's word don't change. We occupy till Jesus come. We stay busy about his kingdom and his business, and our hearts on fire towards him, and let him come on back. We just going to go, and then they're going to be about a bunch of people die because your 3,000-pound car run over them. They're going to be on jet planes and their pilot's going to be gone. He was born again. And then they're going to be like, where'd everybody go, man? They all go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Ain't nobody in there, man. Surely all of them didn't pile in the bathroom. And they're in the air. They ain't got no pilot. This stuff is possible. Very highly possible. And we're going to be out of here. Hallelujah. But you know what? We are like the voice crying in the wilderness. We're making the word known. We're saying, get right with Jesus. We're saying, get right with him. If you backslid in heart, you need to get back right with him. Because no man knows the hour. The Bible says that he's going to come like a thief in the night. A thief ain't letting you know when he's coming in, Johnny. And that's the way Jesus is going to come back. Zoop. Well, see, walking with the Lord is being ready for his coming. walking with him. I mean, whatever he's saying, if he's saying don't fear, don't fear, that's walking with him. You're staying ready. You're ready. We're born again. We are ready for the coming of the Lord. We just got to make sure that we continue on. The Bible says for us to put on the whole armor of God. He says taking the helmet of salvation. We done got that, ain't we? Anybody in here not saved? You ain't got no armor. Your head's wide open. You're not born again. You're wide open for the enemy. You're wide open for destruction. You're wide open for calamity and poverty. You're wide open for sickness and disease. You've got no immune system to it, so to speak, in the spirit realm. But the helmet of salvation. He said, have your loins girt about with truth. Well, back yonder in Bible times, they had a band, a waistband, and that waistband held other implements of their warfare. What is our weapons? They're not carnal, they're mighty through God. We have authority, we have faith, we have the word, and we use it. Our waist is girt about with truth. He goes on, he said, take the shield of faith. How do you get faith? You don't listen to what it looks like, see, hear, and all of that. You listen to the word. You listen to the Holy Spirit. There are people overseas over there, they cannot have church like we have for thousands, hundreds of years. And nobody knows where they're going to have church. They all just pray, and this is documented. And the Lord tells them where to go every service. That's Romans 8, ain't it? For those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Just like the enemy tried to get me to preach on him last Wednesday. Y'all seen what kind of good old service we had? Ooh, yeah, baby. I ain't listening to him. I tell the Lord all the time, I tell him, I hear your voice. See, if you don't believe you hear from God, then you need to go in there and find out what your Bible says about you. In that arena, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and another one they will not follow. Now you need to go get that scripture, and you need to meditate on that scripture. Say it over and over and over and over. Why? Faith comes by hearing, and hear it. And that word is going to speak to you, and it's going to open you up to the Holy Spirit. And I mean, you'll start having wisdom that you ain't had. You'll start having answers that you didn't have. Why? Because you believe you hear him. Satan goes about the body of Christ. I've seen it for decades. You know, and people say, I just can't hear the Lord. I just don't know how to hear the Lord. I just don't know. I mean, they're believing that garbage. And I would tell them, what's the Bible say about that? Well, I know it does, but, well, you just messed it up again. It ain't no but. Get in there and say, and tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. He's my guide. He's my teacher. I'm open to you, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you, Lord, that I hear your voice and I will not follow another, Lord. Thank you that I hear you, Lord. According to your word, I believe I receive it, Lord. I believe I'm wiser than the devil. I believe I'm wiser than lost and backslid people. That don't mean I'm better than. I'm not even talking about that. I say it humbly. We are nobody without God, but we are not without God. We are with him, and he is in us, and we have his wisdom according to James. The Bible says that you are wiser than your enemy. The Bible says we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Do you believe that? I don't know what the devil did. That's not what the scripture says. See, the Word of God bears fruit. It bears fruit. But we can be like they were down there. We are the descendants. We're Christians. You know, whatever. I'm born again. I asked the lady one time, I said, why don't you come on to church? I'm a Baptist. I said, well, that's fine. There's some Baptists down there too, and Catholics, and might be some Muslims in there. I don't know. We're all over the world. I believe we're talking to Muslims. Just going to find out that Jesus needs to be your Lord. That these people, the Bible says that to the Israelites that he went to his own and his own received him not. They rejected him. And then God gave Paul the revelation, came over here, we was grafted in. Praise God, hallelujah. And then we went back preaching the gospel to them. And then they began to get saved. The gospel began to go back to them the right way, praise God. And they began to get born again. There's been Jews getting born again for a lot, thousands of years, returning back to Jesus. Finding out, praise God, you ain't waiting on him. He done come, died, and raised from the dead, and he's coming back. They're still waiting on him the first time. See what kind of revelation we have? I mean, we're not ignorant, praise God. We got the Holy Spirit. The Lord, I mean, in there, I'm reading in there one time, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, they desire to see what you see and can't see it. They desire to hear what you hear and can't see it. And I'm like, why can't they get it? Well, you know, tell people about prosperity, you know, and they're like, ah, it's just all about money. I'm like, y'all missing it. Dude, it's in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. How you think we're going to build big buildings broke? We're not. We're not broke. We're not going to be broke. This church will never be broke. I've never paid not one light bill for this church. I told God, this is your church, and I'm not going to work hard and take my money and pay your bills. I mean, I was saying it humbly toward the Lord. In faith, you know, you started it. And you're going to, this is your bill. This is your problem, not mine, you know, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, ain't we give our life to him? Didn't he say he would take care of us? Didn't he say for us to trust him? Well, then our stuff is his stuff. If we stay humble, we don't demand God and all that stuff. No, we know who we are. We know that he's God and whatever he says goes. But we stand with the word of God. You said, Lord, you would supply the light bill for that church. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, we got to be bold. We gotta be. We can't sit back and just let the devil run our minds. I mean, I'm teaching my grandkids at opportune times who they are, but God. And I mean, time they get up there, we'll have to hold them back because they'll get high minded in who they are, like we had two Travis. I mean, he got so, you know, built up in this thing, praise God. I mean, he thought he was God's gift to women. We had to let him know you ain't.
He probably was.
Well, he was the best, but not all of them. You know, I mean, he just had this attitude, all women want me. I'm thinking, nah, man. Well, that's a bunch of eat up pride's all that is. You know, pride gone to seed. But you know what, praise God? I mean, we got to stand strong right now. When calamity hits, we've not seen anything yet. According to the Bible, it's not going to get no better. According to the Bible, it's going to get darker and darker and darker and darker. But don't lose hope in that. Don't let your heart be troubled. I mean, we're going to shine brighter and brighter and then more empowered and anointed, going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Hallelujah. That Bible don't change. It don't change. I mean, get that in your mind and in your spirit that God's word does not change. And God is faithful to watch over his word to perform it. I'm praying one time and things are happening in my life, Mac. You know, trials just seem like every day, all the time, you know. And so I'm praying one time, you know, and I seen God sitting at a desk, just in my spirit, sitting at a big desk. And everything that comes into my life, he says, yep, 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 yes, yeah. And I thought, oh, he's a God that I can trust. It made me feel good to know that he's saying he can handle that. He can handle that. He needs that. He needs to forgive more, so I'm going to send some bitter people. Come on, somebody. I got to learn to forgive Hamas for what they're doing. You know, don't get no hatred in my heart towards people, because the Bible says, "Judge not, that I be not judged." I don't have to judge. I know they are of their father, the devil. I don't have to judge it. Why are they doing? They believe they. I read it today where they will. Jesus said, "You will be beheaded." He said, and they will do it, thinking that they are doing God's service. But see, their God is not our God. Their God is not our God. Their God is dead. I mean, our God's alive, hallelujah. I mean, I just read in my reading today where it says they serve idols. He said they have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. They had talking about natural things, you know. And he said, in the works of man's hands, he said that they serve. He said, and these are idols. See, but he's a living God, and his word is true, and his, you know, and they serve those kind of God. We can serve ourselves. A lot of people are serving themselves right now, and they're not ready for the coming of the Lord. You might have been that lady. I told that lady, I said, well, where do you go to church at? She said, well, I hadn't been in about 20 years. I said, you ain't followed Jesus in 20 years. Oh, no, I mean, I'm saved. I said, you ain't, I doubt it. Salvation causes you to go toward him, get in the battle. I mean, salvation causes you to want what God wants, want his will, even if it's against what you want, praise the Lord. I mean, and he builds that in there. I mean, I'm sure that Paul didn't say, I'm glad I'm going to be shipwrecked. I'm glad I'm going to prison. You know, I'm glad. I'm sure he didn't. But you know what? He had had an experience, salvation experience, on the road to Damascus. He was devout in serving the devil. He was devout in killing Christians. And then he got born again, so he's devout now in following Jesus. And the Holy Spirit showed up to him. I mean, I will never, God told me 6 years ago, according to Matthew 24, he said, don't you ever preach to my church, my people, that they're not going to have any trouble before Jesus comes. He said, because I said in there, and after all these things, then shall be the sign of the coming of the Son of Man in all of his glory. He said, because when you do that, he said, you set them up to fail. He said, because when hardship hits, they will believe that I have abandoned them, and Satan will tell them that I've abandoned them, and they will believe it and turn back in their hearts. So I've never did it. People have told me, preachers told me, how are we going to be raptured out before anything ever happens over here? And I said, what scripture you got based that on? I said, you better not preach that. You can believe it if you want to, but don't go preach it. I said, it's not according to scripture. I said, Jesus told them disciples that was with him, they're going to behead you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to kill you. He's telling that immediate bunch right there that this stuff's going to happen to y'all. And he told them, he said, if they hated me, know that they hated me first. If they persecute you, know that they persecuted me first. So over here, we're like, oh, God, I broke a finger now. I can't go to church. It's in the quick. What you going to do? What you going to do when all hell comes at you? What you going to do? You going to try to beg Satan to back off? The satanic forces, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. They want you in sin. They want you in darkness. They want you in ignorance. They don't want you to find out what you got and what you're supposed to be doing. They just want you living life and having this kind of mind dream of having life and not have a mentality and heart for the kingdom. Because the kingdom gets your desires met. Satan says he'll meet your desires. You tried it with Jesus. I'll give you the world. I'll give you all this power. If you'll just, he tells you, just work 4 jobs and one day you can have some money. Find a scripture in there where Jesus tells you to do that kind of stuff. He said, he went to the fishermen and he said, take up your nets and follow me. From now on, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And they took up their nets and got rid of, and they began to follow Jesus. I thought, the Lord pointed that out to me one time. He said, I didn't tell you to quit your job. He said, but don't put it before me. He said, when it demands, when something, your job demands my will, he said, then you kill it. See, anything that has ever in 30 years got in my way of what I know to be the will of God, I took authority over it. It was not easy at times, praise God, but God always blessed me. He always blessed me somehow. He's took care of me and my family for 30 years. He's increased us more and more. Yeah, we went through hell at times. Yeah, we went through not having no food at times. We went through different things like we all do in that learning how to trust God, learning how to have a right spirit, learning how not to get angry, learning how to control, have self-control through the Holy Spirit. See, a true leader, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, I tell Aubrey a lot, you're not a follower because you got a lot of influence in school. Let's climb over the fence. You know, let's climb over the fence. Do something you know you're not supposed to. You got influence. I got influence. You know? But the Bible says, see it not in the counsel of the ungodly, ungodlike, or the sinner. Somebody, so I tell Aubrey, you're not a follower, you're a leader. Said, don't. I told her, and Teresa did too, don't you ever do anything that somebody wants you to do, kids or whatever, when you know it's wrong. Now, it might not make her popular one day, but who cares? I don't need to be popular. I'm not popular about some preachers, and that's fine with me. I don't care. I mean, I'm serving Jesus here. You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why I preach it here. You know, you don't have to fit in. Just be real with Jesus. And if you don't fit in, you will be a light to the ones that are trying to get you molded to the world's way or their way. Everybody ain't following Jesus. Everybody's not wanting to please the Lord. They're not wanting the will of God. Because the reason why is because you have to fight the good fight of faith. A fight of faith is a good fight. And sometimes it's not good when you're in the fight because you wonder when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen and all of that stuff. You just got to cast all those thoughts out and say, I don't know. I don't know how God's going to work it out, but God, but I know God will. There's your fight of faith right there. And you stand knowing that God will do it somehow. Hallelujah. I wished I'd have got saved at 18. I didn't give my heart to Jesus till I was 27. And the way I've lived and everything, Travis is further along than me at 31. As far as knowing and not just religious stuff. I mean, he's got a whole jump start on the age from the time I was 30. I was just getting started in the Lord. Saved 3 years. You know? And so I told him, I said, if you keep working the principles of God like you are now, see, in this world says, and people are saying, some people, not everybody, but some of them saying there's no use in believing God. I mean, things are getting bad in the world and blah, blah. The economy, the gas pump talks to you. You're on a 40-hour fixed income, right? Gas goes up to $4 a gallon. It was $1.92. And you pull up there and you put $20 in, and you get in, your hand didn't move. What do? We go, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I had that 20 to put in. A lot of God's people, I'm telling you right now, when Trump was in here, this Biden administration, oh, they got it. Oh, sure, they got the world in a mess, some of it, you know, pray God. But does that change God and the power and the word and our faith? Absolutely not. Guy come up for prayer one time, and I ain't going to change, guys. I mean, that word says what it says, and I'm just going to take him at his word. But God, he says he'll deliver me and set me on high, set me on a holy highway that evil can't cross on. Well, then, but God, I'm there. That's mine. If it says no weapons formed against me will prosper, I'm not going to worry about all of the terrorists that's done flooded in here over the last 2 years that's inside, working from the inside now. If you ain't careful, fear can hit you, praise God. The Bible says, as for me and my house, you and your, we going to serve the Lord. We have angels encamped around about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, don't sit around. Imagine what if they come in and slaughter me in the open. Don't get in fear. Don't imagine that stuff. Don't let Satan put thoughts in there to terrorize your heart. See, that's what they done over there. You know, I mean, they come in and took some people out of the United States, American citizens, was took hostage over there, and now they're threatening to kill them, to execute them, and video it and execute them. You know what they're doing? They're trying to inflict terror on people. It's awful. But you know what? The Bible said, be not when sudden fear comes. Don't let your heart. Fear's going to come to you. It's going to come, present itself to, oh God, everything's getting bad. Let it get bad. We've been trained in that Bible. We are warriors. We are ambassadors. We're warriors. We're soldiers of the kingdom. We're warriors. Hallelujah. You know, occupy means you take a stand. You stand up. You know, I imagine in the army they tell them, we're going to occupy that land. The enemy's there, but we're going to occupy it, and we can win. I've heard some of the generals didn't believe they could win, but told them we're going to win, they won. They just geared them up, man. Glory to God, we're going to go take them out. We're going to take them out. Odds was against them. You know what was against Gideon? God didn't let him. He let him have 300. But he anointed him. He anointed him, praise God. God told him, he said, go down. He said, watch them. He said, those that just lapse the water up, he said, send them home. See, you don't want people in your life that's going to run into battle. That's why a unified church, black God, we won't be separated in our hearts. We won't let little bitty tiny issues get in between us in our love for one another. We won't let anything like that happen. We're unified. And that's what God anoints. He unifies the people. He's unifying the whole church, the worldwide. We're just coming up here, but when we all come together, we're going to all think alike. We're going to be alike. We've been trained up a lot. We might be over here, but they're over there. And they're following the Lord in their path. I told somebody today, I said, I don't know about other pastors. Ain't none of my business, praise God. I said, but there's one thing that I full well intend on doing. I said, is leading that ministry that God's put me over into victory. I said, whatever the battle I got to have. See, that's the way you got to be. Praise God. Bold. And the Lord, I mean, he helps you. Not arrogant. I was telling somebody that, I said, I can tell you right now, I said, everybody can go and be turn on the news and get flooded with it and all that stuff. Nothing wrong with information. I said, and that's all right for me to hear it. I said, but I'm not going to let it get my heart down. I said, I'm going to stay focused on the Word of God, and Jesus is Lord. He's King, and we're kings of kings. I said, and I'm going to go into victory. I said, and I'll be dog if I'm going to come 30 years from a broke 27-year-old busted marriage, shattered life, up to a point to where my marriage is pretty good. Praise God, it can get better. But I ain't broke, and I don't really need no money, and praise God, and I believed for it all along. I believed that I would live in houses that he didn't build, I did. I believed that I'd drink out of wells that I didn't dig, and I have, praise God, and I believed for it all along. And I'm not going to get up here now and the enemy say, well, we're in different era now. No, we ain't in a different era. These promises are handed down to 1,000 generations, and I'm probably about the 800 one. See, it's not a time to get born again. You got your helmet on, and you got truth around. You're getting the truth, praise the Lord. And then all of a sudden, things come against you, you know, and you say, oh, what's the use? If it ain't one thing, I know how that feels. It ain't one thing, it's another. I'll try to win over here, and then this one happens in my house, and this the brother over here, and blah, 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 blah. All that is distractions. Trying to distract you and divert you from your faith, from your stance. So we can come and take you captive on your healing, your health, your finances. Somebody asked me, it might have been Teresa, she said, Can you tie any of this in, you know, with the Bible, you know, some of the things going on? I said, sure. I said, sure. I said, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. I said, that scripture says it. I said, I've preached it to the church for 30 years. I said, I didn't write it. I said, there's consequences if we yoke ourselves to unbelievers. I said, God didn't write that to hurt us. He wrote that to help us. I said, so our government has come in and made a pact with Iran. I said, and because of it, I said, now I'm still on the Bible. I said, I can tie the Bible in here. I'm not judging that administration. They doing what they doing. And it's very clear in the Bible that it says, we will know the ones for Jesus and God by their fruit. And I will not lock my heart with that. I will not. And so I said, I preached it to the church. So if any of y'all in here, you need you a mate, boy or girl, and that one that you're looking at is lost, you better run. I've heard Christians time and time again, well, I'll win them to Jesus. And I've seen them take them out of the kingdom. They get saved and their values are not the same. That person ain't going to church. They have no desire for church. They have no desire to pray. They don't want preaching on TV in the house. They don't want none of that. If I'd have known you was like that, why do you think I was like? I go to church. So don't yoke yourself with non-believers. Don't do it. I mean, I've had opportunities to go in business with people that I would have really liked to, you know, that would have come aboard, I thought, at that time, you know, and helped me and blah, 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 but they were lost. And I don't have to pray about it. You don't have to pray about that. The scripture's clear about it. Me and Teresa, if people's going to get married in here or whatever, if the best of our ability, if they will let us, we set them down in council. Are y'all going to tithe? Are y'all going to tithe? One of them says, I am. Nothing. I don't know about all that tithing. Y'all better get this straightened out right now, because you're giving place to the devil now. You better get settled where you're going to go to church. You better get it settled. You're going to go to church. You better get it settled. You ain't going to turn away from the Lord. Get all that. And between couples, where are you going to go to church? Told Travis when he started marrying Beth, I said, it's the will of God that you go to my church. I said, so Beth's going to have to come on over here. I did that based on he's going to fix and be the man of the house. And the woman don't tell the man. Important. I'm not talking about working together and talking things out and all that stuff. There comes a time when I set my foot down and I said, this is the way it's going to be. And that's the way it is, praise the Lord. And I don't mean that degrading to Teresa or anything like that, you know. But I mean, you know. You know better, don't you? But some people take it like that. Yes, Scotty, my God. You know, I told one guy one time, he said, my wife's going to do exactly what I say. I said, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says for you to love your wife as Christ so loved the church. If you love her, you don't want to control her. I said, then if you do that, then she'll want to submit to your humble, not demanding ways. This stuff ain't hard to figure out. Love your wife as Christ so loved the church. See, now why am I doing? I'm getting us all off of this stuff that's going on in the world. Get down here in the Bible. Don't get up here and occupy territory that you used to didn't have no victory in, and then things come up and start letting it go. Let go of the victory that you got. Don't do it. Just don't do it. There's times when Teresa gets on my nerves to no end. I don't know how y'all could even believe that could happen. And I'll be like, man, I'm going to divorce her. I know, God, you'll forgive me. I mean, you will forgive me. You said you're a just God to forgive me of unrighteousness. I know it's wrong, but gosh, I'm tired of this battle at times, you know. But in here, I'm like, nah, I got to lead her away from this garbage. Man, she got to have me. She's liable to fail without me. That's the way us guys got to think. And the women. I mean, y'all need to encourage your husbands. I mean, encourage them, you know. Well, my husband's stupid. You married him. You married him. What does that make you look like when you tell us that? Yeah, I mean, really, come on, let your elevator go to the top. You know, let it go all the way up. Don't get stuck in between floors, you know. I mean, you need to, at times, Tracy, oh, you do a good job. You need to do it more. You're a good man. You're a good man. Now, my pride's like, shut up over there. It's all that stuff. But you know what? You go off and you're like, oh, man. Whoo! Still got it, baby. Yeah, my honey's saying it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, Lord. Just anoint us some more, Lord. You're working on her. You're softening her up. She can admit it. Praise the Lord. I mean, we're supposed to enjoy life. I know things are challenging. Things are challenging at work. God's bringing promotion and causes more pressure. I've been having a lot of pressure that I ain't been dealing with in a couple of businesses, putting a lot of pressure. So I'm asking the Lord, Lord, help me not to lie. Help me not tell them something. Be bold and be, you know, straight up and not fearful that I'll lose and all of that. I'm not relying on me because you leave it up to me. I get rid of all of them. Not afraid to. Never have been afraid to do that stuff. But that's flesh. And the enemy wants us in the flesh, whether it's fear, doubt, and unbelief. You know, start speaking to hurricane season right now. Hurricane season. I mean, they give them names. They call them. But every name that is named has the bow to the name of Jesus. And God ain't going to take authority over it. He has given the earth to me and you. He's given it to us. He's given it to us to rule and reign with Christ Jesus now. Hallelujah. Not later on. I mean, hurricane season starts. I say, glory to God. Hallelujah. You held me captive for years. You caused me to run to Tennessee, and you will not do it again. I don't have no fear. I fear nothing. I speak to it. I prayed the other day. It was talking about, you know, a hurricane out there. And I told it, you might as well die out there, but God. If you think you're going to come down here, I said, there's a lot of believers got a shield up. It's going to bounce you back around till you die. Hallelujah. See, but if you don't stay with the Word and keep your heart, don't let your heart get discouraged. The Bible, I mean, here David is lost at all, man. I mean, the Bible says that he laid upon his bed in Psalms and encouraged himself in the Lord, communed with his heart. He encouraged himself in the Lord. I mean, I felt the spirit of oppression for a couple of days, you know, just a couple of days. And so I'm having to go by faith, you know, not how I feel, not what it seems like and all that stuff, you know. And that's really a good thing. You know, and so I'm like, okay, man. So I just go around praying in tongues, praising God. You feel it in here when you do it. Everything can feel off. Everything can feel like it's going to be bad. Something's going to happen bad. Blah blah. You can have all those feelings and emotion and begin to worship God out of your mouth, and your mind goes on Him when you do it, and you will feel it on the inside, because greater is He that is in you, and if He be lifted up, He will draw all men to Him. Now I know that's talking about the cross, but we lift Him up now. And then we feel that inner peace. We're led forth by that peace. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible, if you feel weak, the Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. The Bible says in Psalms, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I just had this thought the other day. I'm ready to retire. I'm tired of all this. I'm getting it on the left and getting it on the right. And I mean, I could just retire, just sell all them cows. I'm tired of all this, you know. Thoughts. You can't get out of the will of God. Well, I know. I said, I'm just telling you what I was thinking. I said, I didn't say I was going to do it. Don't think on that stuff. So I cast that out, and I'm like, nope, glory to God, hallelujah. Because I'm getting seeds, Johnny. When are you going to retire? Why don't you just retire? What you going to do? Go fishing. I mean, give you a mirage. All I do is get fat and lazy. Because I'm an active guy, man. I mean, I'm just on the go, you know. I'm active and all that stuff, you know. At times, I'll just grab the winding bars because I'm pump my muscles up a little bit. I'm winding them bars. I don't like them bars. I've been winding them bars for 30 years. I've wound millions of, and I say that, you know, that's probably more than, way more than that. But I know that that's good for me. I climb that ladder. You know, Teresa will tell me every now and then, legs or something, yeah, it's getting a little, I'll be like, hey, I'm working them out. She tell me, you ain't going up that ladder, are you? I started to tell her, well, why don't you get you one? Let's do it together, baby. Drag that 10 foot off for you, praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what? Don't let your heart be troubled about things going on and all of that around you and in your family and in the schools, praise God. Praise God and see miracles. Them guys did. They come out of jail, Peter and them, and they preached in that name. They was not afraid, I'm going to get put in prison and all that. They loved the Lord, and they're like, black God, we got to tell of these glorious deeds. We got to go and tell people, hey, man, Jesus. I told Teresa just today, I said, Jesus is the answer for this world that's in trouble, praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, keep your heart up. Don't listen to too much stuff that discourages you. If you listen to people that discourage you, get away from them for a little bit. You know, if counsel's making you discouraged, get away from it. Don't have to say nothing to them. I can't be around you, God. You're the devil. You don't have to do that. Just keep your mouth shut and just walk away. Get away, you know. And I do it pretty often, praise God. Get around people wrong spirit. And then you feel grieved down in here and all that. I don't hang around them much. But I'll get in my truck or walk away, and I'll just get myself pumped back up in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Get that peace flowing and that joy flowing. See, that's one of your weapons too. You got power. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we thank you, Father, that your word bears fruit.